My mother is not a woman who believes in magic. She rolls her eyes when I talk about horoscopes. According to her, crystals and gemstones take up space and gather dust. The whole state of California is full of weirdos, and she has no interest in ever visiting. She spent most of her life working as a nurse, one half bleeding heart, one half practical precision. Yet at the same time, she engages in her own version of magical thinking. I suppose as a parent, you would have to hope that despite evidence to the contrary, something great is waiting for your child. Whenever I feel like the world is against me, anytime I think it's all over for me, she brings up the same thing, this weird, small incident from my childhood, as evidence that anything is possible. You just never know, she says. Remember when you won the pony at the fair? The pony she's referring to is not a stuffed animal, but a real-life, actual pony. It's a thing that's hard to forget. Of course I remember the pony, I always say. One ticket, that's all it took, she says, repeating the family folklore to the fairy for the person who lived it. She's right, though. Kids could enter the contest as many times as they wanted, all for free. Some of them filled out whole stacks of slips, putting their name in the hat multiple times a day, every day. There were hundreds of little white slips of paper, maybe even thousands. I put in one, and I won. Just one. The pony in question was a giveaway from a local bank. Yeah, I grew up in the kind of area that just gives away large quadrupeds for free as an incentive to patronize a business. You'd think there'd be some type of, you know, vetting process with that kind of thing. A guarantee that the winner has a farm or at least a large yard. Maybe the bank could have checked to see if the winner was a 4-H member or experienced with horses. Except, I guess if they did, I never would have won. I grew up in a place I like to call rural Burbia. It's the isolation of a country mouse existence mixed with the order of the American suburbs without the convenience of a 20-minute drive to the closest major city. Pittsburgh was almost 2 hours away. The county fair was the centerpiece of my childhood summers. It gave me something to do around the time that summer was starting to get boring. I had no interest in demolition derbies or cattle judging contests, but anything can seem interesting when there's nothing else going on. As a fundraiser, my church had a volunteer-run food booth. Kids would take orders at the counters, while teens and grown-ups made fair food. If I was getting paid, they would have been breaking child labor laws, so it's a good thing I was working for free. I took a break one day with Gretchen, an older girl from church with a wide smile and curly hair. I had just turned 12. She was 16. Gretchen was cool because she didn't care about being cool. That afternoon, Gretchen and I stopped by the bank booth. During the day, the pony was kept in a small pen as a way to entice kids to enter the contest and their parents to sign up for a checking account. He was all white, like a horse in a fairy tale, and even had a royal name, Prince. I stroked his mane while he blinked his gigantic eyelashes back at me. There are two extremes when it comes to horses. You're either obsessed or oblivious. Either you love them or you don't care about them. In the case of the former, the most fervent group are horse girls. My years of horse girldom included collecting as many horse figurines and My Little Ponies as I possibly could, raging with jealousy over a classmate whose parents bought her a beautiful chestnut mare, and spending a week at a special Girl Scout camp dedicated to riding. The sweet pinto assigned to me was named Diablo, and upon my return home, every adult relished in telling me that Diablo was Spanish for devil. Even if I wasn't quite the horse girl that I used to be, I couldn't not enter. I filled out the little ballot with my name and phone number. Just one. A woman with the bank insisted that I put in more tries. One was enough for me. If it was meant to happen with one, then it would. What would you do if you won? Gretchen asked as we walked away. I don't know, I said. I made a joke that since our dining room is pretty big, the pony could live there. We had a family party the last night of the fair. This was years before cell phones became something every middle-class American family member carried with them at all times, so we still had an answering machine. We came home to a garbled message on the recording. Congratulations! Andrea's won the pony! My parents thought my uncle was playing a joke on us until the woman called us back to confirm it. At church the next morning, we told the news to my aunt and uncle on our way in the door. By the end of Mass, word had spread faster than the Holy Spirit. My extended family was thrilled. The other kids were in awe. The actual logistics of having a pony appear out of nowhere in your life were actually complicated. Despite my original intention to house him in our dining room, we really didn't have anywhere to put him. So Prince stayed with a family affiliated with the bank. I got to ride him a couple times, and most importantly, I showed him off to my friends, which at that age is almost the whole point of having a pony. I knew I wouldn't have him long. Again, this was a logistical nightmare, but I still relished in my luck. We sold Prince about a week later for $300. That's on the low end for a pony, but back then, $300 seemed like so much money. I couldn't believe it. Even better than the money is the story. I had a pony for a week, and no one can take that away from me. My mother is not your mystic mama. She doesn't have a transcendental meditation mantra or a spiritual healer on speed dial. She thinks my aura photographs are a beautiful waste of money. Yet, she's the most optimistic person I know. She truly believes that there is goodness in each and every person on the planet. I want to believe in that kind of magic. Some days I do. Other days, I wish I had more chances, as if like I could put in 100 slips of paper, and then maybe our luck would all turn around.